This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce with Tomorrow's News Tonight right here as we broadcast from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online right now all around the world. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and let's not forget about everybody out there helping in the coronavirus effort, too. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers. And let's not forget about the roughnecks out there and all the oil rigs, too, keeping America rolling along. Thank you so very, very much. And you can follow us on Facebook, like a whole bunch of people are doing, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and get in the chat room. Click the like button, join in the chat room, and you can get there and comment just like Steve in Thailand is right now, saying good morning to Frank, and that would be Frank Silvato, and good morning to Frank.
Good morning.
You got you got your fan clubs in there all saying hello to you.
Hey, I'm humbled. I love it.
All right, well, let's say the pledge and get going. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, you and I had quite a little chat last night about the police thing in Minneapolis, and we're going to lay our cards out on the table again because you and I have got a little bit of firsthand experience in this stuff. We've been through this before. It's not our first rodeo. When they disband a city police department, what happens next?
Well, it goes to the next line. So now the county sheriff is responsible for the well-being of the streets.
Now, somebody said to me a little while ago that what happens to the city police? I mean, there can't be enough sheriff's deputies. Well, they have something called deputizing, and they'll take those city policemen, the ones they want to keep, and they'll deputize them, and hello, here we go. And by the way,
I'm sure in the back of these idiots' minds, they're thinking that this is going to help them with the deficits they have in their budgets. It's not going to help them with the deficits they have in their budgets, because when the police unions sit down to even discuss these departments being disbanded, they're going to want to know exactly what happens to the pension funds and to all the guarantees that come with those contracts. So they're either going to have to buy out every single one of those pensions and give them severance to every officer. It would break the municipality.
And let me just point out to the people here in Florida, we have a department up in Jacksonville called the Jacksonville Sheriff. The Jacksonville Sheriff is not only Jacksonville City, but it's Jacksonville and the county up there as well.
Yeah, so you're not disbanding anything. You're moving the authority to do this to another entity. And now you're talking, and this is something that we hit on last night when we were going back and forth.
Yep.
The sheriff is elected.
Yep.
And when the deputies are deputized, they work for someone who's elected by the people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not someone who's appointed, like a police chief, where the municipality can get rid of the chief if they don't like him.
Yep.
You're stuck for the duration with this guy.
Yep.
So they're kind of stepping in it. Not only that, traditionally you've got unions who go full force for Democrats in the elections. They just lost all of the FOPs with this.
And like we know with the unions, with the locals, with the fire department, hey, the locals can do whatever they want. They don't have to follow the national. You know that, and I know that.
That's right. And quite honestly, you look at what's happening in New York, Chicago, Minneapolis, all of the urban the FOPs are probably not going to direct their people to get out for the Democrats this time around. This was a fantastic blunder on the parts of the Democrats who are pushing this.
Well, between the media losing America's trust, and between Antifa out there and Black Lives Matter doing what they're doing, and, people just, we understand people have it tough, okay? But you don't get out there, and you don't burn down buildings, and you don't bust windows, and you don't back up vans, professional looters, to a store and steal everything that's in it, load it in the van, and then take off for parts unknown.
Yeah, all of this has nothing to do with, and this is the underlying thing, this has nothing to do with racism. Yes, was George Floyd a black man? Yeah, he was. The issue here is excessive use of force by one guy, four people complicit, one guy especially, who either his time has passed in public service because he can't handle the job anymore, or he never should have been hired in the first place. So the failure here is in the local government in Minneapolis. It isn't with Donald Trump. It isn't with the county. It isn't with the governor. It isn't with anybody else, and it's not about racism. It's about the failure of the police and fire commission in Minneapolis to set forth the limbo bars that these people can get underneath. So your failure? They keep talking about the systemic racism. The failure in instances like this comes with the people that they have directly elected to office.
You're absolutely right. And unfortunately, some of these places, they got to wait a couple more years or maybe 4 years, whatever the case might be, to change it. But then again, we have something called a recall. Right?
Absolutely. And how many times have we said this over the 20 years we've been talking? The government easiest to change is the government that's closest to you.
You
bet. That's why they should have the most power in your life,
you bet.
Not the distant ones in Washington.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast. And by the way, when we come back, we've got a lot of other things to talk about here. Going to get interesting. Dr. Fauci. What do you think about him? Is he a liar? Is he a fraud? Or does he just know what in the hell he's not doing or here or something? Whatever the case might be, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my very good friends at Moss Nissan. Now, let me tell you something. While the factories were slowing production and many dealerships were running out of cars to sell, Moss Nissan and Moss Acura went out on an inventory buying spree so that you didn't have to settle for what was sitting in the lots. Now, with over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from, Moss has a vehicle for everybody's budget. Now, before you buy that Nissan or Acura elsewhere, see Moss. They're going to have the vehicle you want that the other guys might not, and their goal is to never lose your business over price with many favorable finance programs, including 0% loans with approved credit. And let me tell you something. We've got a lot of people that come down here from Georgia, from Alabama, from Louisiana, from Mississippi, from Tennessee, from North and South Carolina to buy vehicles down here because of four words. You serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all first responders, all veterans, and all pastors and faith workers get a tremendous discount on your new or certified pre-owned vehicle. And it gets better than that, because when you show up and you say, "The captain sent me," you're going to get another $500 off your vehicle. So come on down. Bring your family. Bring your friends. By the way, the weather's great down here right now. Weather's gone. Sun's back out again. So come on down. Come down to the beach. Do a little socializing. Moss Nissan. Whatever it takes. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, or Moss Acura, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Four dealerships, Newport Richey, Crystal River, and two on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Moss Nissan. Whatever it takes. And tell them the captain sent you. All right, Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast. You know, we were talking, again, during the break about some different things there. And you can't help but sit here and wonder what these people are thinking. They're doing a lot of communicating, first of all, on the Internet, right?
Oh, yeah. This is where they organize, and they use the popular apps to do it.
Yeah, and they also do some encryption, and they get into these backroom chat rooms and all that stuff, but they don't know who's watching them. And to that, I say, keep on talking, boys and girls, because there's quite a digital dragnet that's being put out there now by the feds.
Well, when you get designated domestic terror group, that's what happens. It unleashes the power of the people to gather information, both operational, financial, institutional, when it breaks down to that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's come to surface, and we were talking about this on the break, are these flyers that are showing up at the universities everywhere that are proving what these people stand for.
Mm-hmm.
One of them came out at the University of Illinois, and it literally says, ending white privilege intersects with ending Jewish privilege.
Mm-hmm.
This is incredibly Nazi.
Yep. Now, we need to talk about that, and here's why. This bit about kneeling down, where they want the people to kneel down, do you know where that started?
You told me over the break. I'll let you tell them.
It started during World War II when the Nazis made the Jews bow down to them. That's what it was all about. They also made them kiss their boots and all that stuff. That's how it started. You want people to bow down, you start thinking about how long it got started, folks. Bow down my butt. I was going to say something different. But no, hell no.
Yeah, and it's a matter of subservience.
Yep.
Now, this is supposed to be a movement about equality and justice,
yep.
Yet the symbol for the entire movement is to be subservient.
Yep.
Now, Colin Kaepernick will say it's something else, but he's got the intelligence quotient of a dull pencil.
Yeah.
So, I'm not going to follow him to be an ideological icon for a movement. He's an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, but you start getting into this kind of symbolism, and you're walking down a very dangerous path.
Now, I heard all about how there was going to be first a million people in D.C. over the weekend. Then I heard 200,000. Then I heard 100,000. Do you know how many people actually showed up according to the fire marshal?
No.
10,000.
Yeah, I mean, and I heard the millions, too. Somebody said there were a couple million. And I looked at the person who brought it up to me. I said, do you know what that looks like? It makes the inauguration look like nothing.
Yeah.
You know, so when the fire marshal speaks about these crowd sizes, he knows what he's talking about.
We're in the people count business, aren't we? We're in the people count business, aren't we?
Hmm? Yeah, so 10,000 people for this major, massive protest because the entire country is behind the effort here. Not so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I told you this before we started the segment this morning. I've got people telling me that the idea that all lives matter is not good enough.
Oh, boy.
I got into a conversation with somebody going back and forth on social media. I said, well, I follow the strictures of Martin Luther King. It's the way I was raised. I was raised during the civil rights movement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I judge someone by the content of their character, mm-hmm. of their character, not the color of their skin. I'm colorblind.
Right.
I don't see color.
Right.
And they looked at me and said, that's not good enough. You either fully support what we're doing or you're the enemy. This is what we're dealing with, people.
Mm-hmm.
All lives don't matter. It has to be only black lives now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it should be all lives because we're all in the same boat together. And, again, I could go on about that. All right. I got to talk about our little buddy, Dr. Fauci. Now, we're hearing from some people right now that, this is going to be terrible. But all these people out on the street, the former FDA head, Dr. Gottlieb, said, we're certainly going to see a huge transmission of coronavirus coming out of the protest. Well, what if we don't?
Not only what if we don't, we've got the powers that be in a lot of state levels saying, well, yeah, go ahead and go to the protest. So it's more important than the virus. Nothing was more important than the virus 30 days ago.
Yeah.
30 days ago, we destroyed an economy over the virus.
Couldn't go anywhere.
And now the same people who locked you down and destroyed your business and destroyed the economy are saying, well, we've got to protest. There's no possible way we can protest. Much, much more important than your health.
So here's my question. This all got started with Dr. Fauci. Is he a liar, a fraud, or both? Or is he something totally different?
It's kind of hard to pick between those because his opinion has gone with the polls.
There
that
you
means
go.
He's a that means he's a politician.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, someone is supposed to be making decisions and declarations and advisory guidance because of science, nobody waffles like that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Even if the numbers change a little bit to show trending, they still don't change their core belief in what's happening because the numbers speak.
Mm-hmm.
He has waffled like the special at the Waffle House.
Yeah.
You know, so he, if you can't believe him, just like the World Health Organization, you don't know what the heck they're saying. One day you've got to wear, you've got to wear a hazmat suit. The next day they don't want healthy people wearing masks.
And boy, the Waffle House has got great hash browns.
Yeah, they do. That's why they don't serve french fries.
I know. Now let's talk about Condi Rice, because Condi Rice was great. I loved her. I thought she was fantastic. I would have really liked to have seen her do something different, but she's got to kind of think a little bit here. She just told President Trump to stop tweeting. Speak to every American, not just those who agree with you. Well, he is speaking to every American, if you happen to notice the tweets, Condi.
Yeah, I think everybody's looking for this major sitting behind the desk in the Oval Office primetime address, which I don't think he's going to do because he doesn't want to give the mainstream media the satisfaction of talking for 2 hours after he gives the address to try and spin it to their narrative. So he'd rather talk directly to the people. Now, it's not Trump's fault if people aren't following him on social media. He is the president. Whether you like him or not, you should be trying to figure out what he's saying.
Yeah.
If you're not following him on social media, on one of the social media, because he's everywhere, then, you know, do you need to have all your information filtered through one of the alphabet media? Do you? Because if you do, you've become a pawn of them. Mm-hmm. Information is always absolutely the best when it comes straight from the source, not filtered through a third party.
Well, our buddy Steve in Thailand's chiming in. He says the Dems and the left have lost out either way. The virus gets worse. They should have stopped the protest. If they doesn't, then they demanded people lock down when they didn't need to. We need to play this to the hilt. I agree.
Yeah, it needs to be exposed.
You and I have been talking since when about this? That this has been overhyped all the way along? How long?
Since we popped corks in January.
And how many years of experience between the two of us as firefighter, paramedics, EMTs? What, 50 years or thereabouts?
You got 50 plus.
You could see this coming. You could see this coming. Jeez.
You know, and when you politically, they put themselves into a juxtaposition, they can't, there's no way to win, you know. But this is what happens when you have to win at all costs and you're throwing anything against the wall in order to smear somebody. The numbers don't add up, and they're starting to hang themselves. This is one of those times when Trump gave them enough rope.
Well,
and then they step right into the noose.
Be careful what you wish for. It might come and bite you right square in the butt. All right, Frank, we'll talk to you on Friday.
Stay well, my friend.
Yes, sir. All right, Frank Silvato, my good friend, 20 years on the radio with me, from the Underground USA podcast. All right, coming back with some sports and Patrick Hyland. We'll get into all of that right after the bottom of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Federal law enforcement officers and National Guard members have been replaced by city police in Washington, D.C. this woman in Indianapolis says she's in it for the long haul.
We're going to keep protesting, we're going to keep being in the street, and we're going to keep disrupting if we have to.
Congressional Democrats are coming out with legislation to overhaul police accountability. The bill is called the Justice in Policing Act of 2020, according to a summary obtained by the New York Times. It would track police misconduct, nationally ban certain types of chokeholds, make it easier to prosecute officers, and make lynching a federal hate crime. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker is one of the bill's sponsors.
For black people in this country, we've thought this country is out of control in the way it polices our communities and individuals for a very long time.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and coming up this weekend, folks, this portion of the program, a conversation with Patrick Hyland, brought to you by my buddies at Two Guys Shows, Two Guys Gun and Knife Shows. We're going to be down in Sarasota on June the 13th and 14th. From 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. I'll be there from 9 to 3. And then on Sunday, we'll be there from 9 to 3, but I'll be there from 9 to 1. So I'll be there Saturday and Sunday if you want to stop by Robarts Arena at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds. And love to see you. Got some free stuff I'll be handing out there, both from the radio show and the radio station, too. And it's always a pleasure to get back down there into my old home turf where I started everything out down there in Sarasota. All righty. Back to Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback, host of the Sports Zone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. And it was an interesting weekend in sports and a whole week of nonsense in sports.
I know. But, all I saw was guns all weekend long. That wasn't bad.
Hey, nothing wrong with that, right?
No, heck no.
Nothing wrong. That's part of our heritage, right, Captain?
We missed you.
This is part of the Constitution, right? Second Amendment?
We missed you.
Just checking. Still there, right?
Yep, we missed
still
you.
Still in America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways, tell you what, man. Kevin Harvick wins NASCAR Cup Series race at Atlanta, so that mm-hmm. was nice, and congratulations to him. We had former NFL wide receiver Rashay Caldwell killed in a shooting over the weekend.
Jeez.
He played for the Patriots. He went to the University of Florida. and San Diego Chargers drafted him. So that was a sad state of affairs there. And, you know, then Scott Dixon won the IndyCar season opener at Texas. So that was good. And,
no fans in the stands, though, right?
No fans in the stands, oh, man. And then people that are into horse racing honor AP when Santa Anita Derby. They're doing some horse racing around the country. And hopefully the fans will be able to start watching that again here real soon, too, live and in person. Hopefully we'll get everybody back in the stands, get back to some normalcy here, and start treating everybody with love and understanding and not talk over each other. That's what it's all about, Captain. If we can do that, we can make a lot of strides in this great country of ours. And I believe that's something you fought for, if I'm not mistaken. Is that fair to say?
First Amendment right.
Wow, man.
Second Amendment right. Mm-hmm. I could go on, but don't need to. Yep.
No. Well, Captain, it's real simple. If we would just live by the laws that are already out there, this country would be a lot better. If we wouldn't try to change everything, and try to, you just can't do it. I wish an umpire told me a long time ago, two wrongs don't make a right, Patrick, and if you want me to give a makeup call, that's, you're trying to make me wrong twice. Don't do that. Let's continue. Let's move forward. Let's continue with the game, and I'll do a better umpire, and you do a better job playing, and we'll be in good shape.
Now, I heard something over the weekend. I heard that they might be bringing back the offshore races. I'm not sure where it was going to be, but somebody talked to me. He was wearing a boat shirt from one of the boat crews, and I said to him, I says, man, when are you guys going to race again? He says, I think we're going to be back Labor Day.
Well, that'd be good. You know, a lot of people enjoy that. It's a fun thing to be out on the beach, out on the water, and watch. There's a lot of things out there that, you know.
Yeah, and I used to broadcast from the offshore Grand Prix in Sarasota. Did it for 5 years in a row.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have a lot of neat races, that type of speedboat races. They got a lot of neat sailboat races from Tampa down to Key West, Tampa down to Cuba, matter of fact. You have to be a heck of a yachtsman to pull that off, Captain, to say the least. You know, it's amazing. There's so many activities here in this great country of ours to enjoy life. I mean, let's focus on those things. That would be a good distraction. I really do believe, Captain, that a lot of these problems are we don't have a release to watch sports and see how that's the beauty of sports. In the sports world, but go ahead.
Just to show you how desperate the people were for some sort of activity, in my neighborhood, they were having golf cart and lawnmower races in the street.
There you go. Just something to do to have some fun.
And one guy had a lawnmower souped up to do 25 miles an hour, and he'd set everybody up, you know, and said, hey, man, I'll race you for $10. Yeah, sure, okay. All of a sudden, whoosh, gone.
Yeah. Well, and people are out of work, Captain. People are getting their monies. It makes things a little tense. People are on edge, to say the least. We have to get through all this. Can't wait till we get today's phase two here in the state of Florida, and I think phase two in a lot of parts of this country too. Correct, Captain?
That's correct.
I think if we get into phase three, hopefully by the end of this month, it would be nice. Now they're talking. It looks like it's going to be all official. They're going to start playing basketball and baseball and hockey in July, Captain. Now, baseball,
what I've heard,
looking to go into July. These owners and players could get together and make it happen. I mean, these billionaires and millionaires need to kind of stop fighting. They need to come back to play for the good of this country, Captain.
Well, what happened the last time we had a baseball strike, for example? How long did it take to get that sport back?
Well, that's it.
A couple of years.
Hmm? Oh, at least, Captain, probably about 8 to 10, because it didn't get back till Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa started hitting home runs like it was going out of style, and everybody was tuning in on the weekends to see how many they would hit, and everybody came back to baseball. So, you know, people are talking about the economy taking forever to come back. These sports franchises and professions better wake up, because it'll take them a lot longer to come back than the economy to recover, because that's ancillary income. that's discretionary money just to go watch them play. You know, other things, people are going to get back in the fold here and start buying cars again, buying houses. You know, food supply will get back, and then, you know, clothing, retail get back. And then, you know, we'll get back in our feet again. This country's too great for it not to happen, Captain. You know, so that's what I'm looking forward to, and I'm sure you are too, and all the audience.
Well, we just want our freedoms back, and of course, what? And here's the thing. Let me throw this in there before you tell everybody what it is you do. We were locked down for quite a while, told that we were all going to die, and the green was the moon was green, and the sun was yellow, and all that sort of stuff. You know where I'm going with this. And what happens? Yeah. What happens if after all these protests out on the street, this big huge spike that we're going to get doesn't come? Then what? Would anybody agree with what I said when this was all overhyped to begin with?
Yeah, you know, there's going to be a certain demographic of people who are going to say, oh, no, it spiked up after this. The craziness of that, Captain, is don't go to church, can't go to a sporting event, but you can go out and
I get the don't go to church, and I'll tell you why. Here's the story, and then I'll let you get to doing what you're doing. The Democrat, yeah. there is a study that's been done out there. Democrats are leaving Christianity in droves. Think about that for a minute. That's why the church.
Wow. That's pretty sad.
And these are socialists. These are socialists, these people. They're not Democrats. All right, tell everybody what it is you do.
Well, I help out people with their insurances. Gaffin, as you know, I've helped you out. I've helped out several of your friends. I've helped out hundreds and thousands of people here over 30 years in the Tampa Bay area. Do you have any concerns, any questions about any insurance policy you have? Let's sit down, have a cup of coffee. I'll take a look at it. If we can save you some money, we will. If we can't, we'll tell you you're fine where you are, and God bless you. There's nothing wrong with the second set of eyes. For all the Medicare recipients out there, you have till the end of this month to make a change to your Medicare Advantage plan that you're currently on. So they've extended the open enrollment period because of this going on. So if I can help you out with that, if you want to take a second look at the Medicare Advantage plan you have. If you're turning 65 here in the next few months, you're going to want to give me a call so I can guide you through the Medicare maze and make sure you make a nice transition from work to that. So give me a call, 813-966-1052, Patrick Highland. I'm here to help you, okay? I've always said if I don't make a sale, I make a friend. I love sports. I love people. I try to help everybody out I can. That's what I believe we're supposed to do when we're here on this earth. Captain can vouch for me on that. So please, give me a call. Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. Love to meet with you. And take care of yourselves.
Are you going to be at Mission on Tuesday?
Hopefully Captain might have some appointments. We
okay.
will see.
Thank
All
right.
you so much.
See you later. All right, Patrick Highland, because every now and then he shows up over there at Mission Barbecue on Tuesday. So I guess you got to be there to find out. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
All righty, there were a lot of shotguns sold over the weekend. Okay, the Beach and Pony forecast brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. We'll tell you all about them in a minute, but right now let's get going here. For a Monday for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast and all of Tampa Bay, there's a small craft advisory out there this morning anyway. Scattered thunderstorms doing the forecast for most of the morning. Turn up a little bit later. The winds will start out of the south, then they'll turn to the southwest at about 20 to 25 miles an hour with some gusts, and then it'll calm down to about 10 to 15 miles an hour this afternoon. Now, this morning, the seas will be quite rough, quite choppy, 4 to 6 feet because of the storm that's moving away from us. That would be Tropical Storm Cristobal, which is now currently onshore and working its way up the Mississippi River Basin pretty much. But this afternoon, it'll calm down a little bit more. And the water temperature right now, it's 82 degrees in the Gulf, 81 degrees in the Bay. And our low tide happened at 11:02 late last night, and our high tide is coming this morning again. Now, let's see here. Let me drift on over to the telephone lines here real quick before I get into... No, wait a minute. I'm going to hold on for a second. Let me do this first, and then I'll get over to the phone lines because I see that it's Todd. Todd, you hang on. I'll be right with you. Now, there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water. And we have the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay right here, which is the largest franchise, 500 boats, 30 franchises, 30 locations, of the 213 franchises across the country. Now, you can sun sanitize yourself right here because that's what they call it. And since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the safest way to get away from everything, load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D, and have a great time on the water with your friends, your family, and sun sanitize. Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. And all you do is make your reservation, fill up your cooler, bring your fishing poles, whatever, and in minutes you're out on the water, soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. You join the Freedom Boat Club down here. You can go anywhere. Reciprocity is with all of the 213 locations across the country. And same thing up there. If you're up there, come on down here and take advantage of the Freedom Boat Club in Tampa Bay. Now, at Freedom Boat Club, their phone number to call is 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. Again, the number 855-FREEDOM. Or check them out online at freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, here we go. 60 seconds with Todd. Go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank the 63 million Americans who don't bend a knee only to the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't bow down like Drew Brees and Drew Brees' wife. I'm glad they're in our division. I hope we pummel them with the Buccaneers and Tom Brady, okay? The 63 million Americans, Donald, I told you to go have a Trump rally. I don't care about COVID-19. I went to church. I worship Jesus Christ. Remember, this is me, you, and Jesus Christ make a majority because I'm led by the Holy Spirit. I've been with you since you stepped on the escalator at Trump Tower, and we had victory, victory, victory. Forget about Fauci. Forget the left is all in. They put all their chips in to stop us here, okay? And we're going for all. I don't want to see Pelosi ever again. I don't want to hear from Schumer again. I want to take this House and take this Senate. You understand me? I want a Trump rally in Tampa. I want a Trump rally in Tampa. I want a Trump rally in Tampa. I want it now, okay? I want these building departments opened up for the city and the county, and let's get to work and save the country. Let's go. Go. God bless you, Captain. Let me say one more thing to Diamond and Silk, who I love, who would be the only person.
Hey, Todd.
Diamond and Silk. Yes, sir.
The rallies start next month.
Yes, baby. Where's the first one?
I can't tell you yet.
Ah, at least you know. Praise God. Praise God. Donald, keep moving forward.
Right.
Keep going. Diamond and Silk. You want to sell another million books? Let me say something to Diamond and Silk. Diamond and Silk, you want to sell another million copies of your book? The title should be Why Every Black Person and Every American, Every Legal American should Vote for Donald Trump.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Todd. Okay, yeah. And the rallies start next month with Donald Trump. Got the word on that last night. And don't know where the first one's going to be, but it's going to be out and about somewhere. And go to okay, Steve, I'm with you on that one. Steve in Thailand says, "Go, Todd!" All right, Todd's got a fan club. But anyway, that's good. I mean, it's good to have spirit like that because, come on, what they're trying to do, what the socialist Democrat socialists, progressive liberals, call them whatever you want. What they're trying to do is divide and conquer. And if you haven't figured it out by now, I don't know why. And we're just not going to let them do it. The fact of the matter is, we know the game. We know what they're doing. We've seen it before. Those of us that are the millennials, you have no idea. You're sitting there, you don't know what we know. Back in the 60s, you want to talk about problems? Back in the 60s when we really had race riots and really burnt down cities and had the army on fire engines like my unit was, the 82nd Airborne, or 101st Airborne, elements of us, and they had the 82nd Airborne out on the streets and other parts of the country. I'm telling you, it was a whole different world. Things got better. And then all of a sudden, all this got dropped on us. They were just waiting for the spark, and then they've gone out there, and they've misrepresented a lot of different facts and a lot of different things to get people out there and just act like a bunch of fools. Well, organization will do that to you. And it's not just Antifa. It's not just Black Lives Matter. There are other groups involved. Remember you heard me talk about the Weather Underground? Go check them out and see what they were all about in the 60s. They grew up. They had kids. You think their mindset changed? No. And by the way, two of the principals involved, Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, they were college professors. What do you think they were teaching their kids? How to knit and sew things? No, hell no. They were radicals. And by the way, Bill Ayers should have been in a federal prison for the bombings that he was involved in. The bombing of the Capitol, March 71. The bombing of the Pentagon, May 72. The bombing of the State Department, January 75. People injured. Some people killed. And back in 1970, that was when we first found out about how bad the weathermen were, because they made the FBI's most wanted list, about 15 of them. And it was believed at one time they may have had 1,000 members in their group. Again, they all grew up. Many of them had families. Many of them had kids. You don't think that element's still not out there somewhere? Oh, you bet it is. It's all part of the scenario. Speaking of the scenario, my buddy's down there, Dominic Blinds and Decor. Hey, Dominic, we're going to see you on Saturday. I hope you show up at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds, Robarts Arena. But Dominic Spines and Decor, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Been around forever. All their blind shades and shutters made in the U.S. of A. And they're 100 Douglas steel or two. By the way, they also, unlike the big box stores, they also offer installation on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. They're the best at what they do. Don't take my word for it. Give them a try. You'll find out. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at that red, white, and blue Dominic's truck when you see it driving around. That's going to be Kevin. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number to call, set up an appointment for service, is 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, Dominic's, D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K, apostrophe S, Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. My good friends down there. They're good people, they do great work, and you'll be glad you contacted them. Don't buy the lie of the big box stores. They're not going to do what Dominic's is going to do for you. All right, well, it's been another interesting night. A lot of things we talked about there, and if you want to catch the podcast, it'll be up probably in about 3-4 hours, thereabouts. You can find it always by going to theanswertampa.com or GCNlive.com. You'll find it over there. All right, I'll be back tonight with a lot more, and I'm sure it's going to be an interesting day. You folks in Louisiana, hold the fort. Stay out of the water. God bless America. Stay safe, stay low. See ya.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.